From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Wednesday, May 20th.
Coming up, a second report of alleged misconduct by the Shasta County Registrar of Voters was released to the public Monday.
Also, an effort to help lower California utility bills is advancing in the state legislature.
And residents in Orland are speaking out against the proposed rezoning of land for high-density housing. But first, Chico City Councilors last night voted unanimously to shut down the city's alternative camping site for unhoused residents next January. That's when the Warren v. Chico settlement agreement expires. The site on Eaton and Cohasset Roads was created as part of the settlement, and city staff said it posed environmental, health, and safety hazards. Councilors also voted to adopt new rules at the Genesis Pallet Shelter.
A second report of alleged misconduct by the Shasta County Register of Voters, including verbal abuse, physical threats, and retaliation against some staffers, was released to the public Monday. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Elections office staff allege that Clint Curtis has engaged in persistent professional misconduct, creating a toxic workplace. In response, the county launched two investigations, one by an outside law firm and another in-house. The outside report by Oppenheimer Investigations Group was released earlier this month and substantiated many of the claims. According to Shasta Scout, the internal report that was just released echoes those findings. Curtis denies any wrongdoing. He claims some of his staff are trying to undermine him, and he has threatened legal action. He says he'll hold a press conference on Thursday to tell his side of the story. Curtis is running against the former assistant registrar, Joanna Francescott, in the June election. He fired Francescott without explanation shortly after his appointment last year. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Fighting soaring utility bills and improving accountability. That's the goal of a proposed state constitutional amendment to fundamentally restructure the California Public Utilities Commission. It's by Encinitas Democratic Assembly member Tasha Berner.
Currently, it's a lot to do for five people. ACA 9 balances the branches of government and gives more voices to our people and empowers the legislature by giving two additional appointments by the speaker and two by the pro tem. It would create regulatory certainty by ensuring that this very important commission has the bandwidth to do the work that it was tasked to do.
The amendment has passed the Assembly and heads next to the Senate. Since it's a constitutional amendment, it will also require voter approval. Critics argue expanding the panel and requiring legislative confirmation for appointees will politicize utility regulation and lead to backroom deals.
Cal Fire's Butte unit will be conducting a controlled burn in the West Oroville community of Thermalito today through Friday. The project will treat around 260 acres of land west of Highway 70 and north of Grand Avenue. Cal Fire says the burn will help reduce hazardous fuels and increase public safety. Weather conditions will be closely monitored.
California has joined a 24-state lawsuit fighting new limits on federal student loans for professional degrees. The lawsuit challenges a new Department of Education rule that narrows the definition of a professional degree. The rule reclassifies nursing, physical therapy, and physician assistant programs as graduate programs, which have lower borrowing limits. Professional students can borrow up to $50,000 a year. Graduate students are capped at about $20,000. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the rule is unlawful.
What the Department of Education can't do is contrary to law and in an arbitrary and capricious way and in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act, redefine what a professional student is and in the process prohibit students who are professional students from accessing the loans that they need.
The Department of Education says the caps will incentivize colleges to lower tuition. They are set to take effect July 1st.
The Shasta County Sheriff's Office will report the types of military-grade equipment it has in its inventory at a public meeting on Thursday. A state law requires law enforcement agencies to provide an annual report of its military-grade equipment to supervisors or other oversight agencies for their approval. The meeting will be held at the Larry J. Farr Community Center in Shasta Lake. It begins at 12:15 in the afternoon.
Moving to Glenn County, Orland residents aired concerns at a recent Planning Commission meeting over a proposal to rezone a plot of land for higher density housing. Orland.news reports a developer wants the city to change the nearly 6-acre plot of land south of the Glenn County Fairgrounds to land zoned for multifamily high density housing.
The outlet reports that currently the land is zoned for up to 6 units per acre. The rezoning proposal would quadruple that number. Some worry about the traffic that might come along with the change. Residents also shared concerns that the rezoning could open up the possibility of subsidized housing in the future. The commission took no vote and tabled the item.
A wildlife overcrossing will be constructed on US 395 in hopes of increasing safety for animals and motorists. The stretch of highway in Lassen County serves as a migratory corridor for mule deer and pronghorn. It also has one of the highest rates of deer vehicle collisions in the state, according to the Lassen County Transportation Commission. Research shows that wildlife crossings paired with fencing can reduce crashes by up to 90%.
Staying on wildlife, Lassen County has designated mountain lions as an imminent threat to public safety following a surge in sightings near residential homes. According to a social media post by the Lassen County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff John McGarva issued the official declaration with reports of sightings dating back to last summer. The office says it's working with state and federal wildlife agencies to address the situation. Those who encounter mountain lions in the area are encouraged to contact the sheriff's office's non-emergency line.
Hamilton City has a new local temporary post office. Residents no longer need to travel to Chico for post services. The new location opened its doors on Monday, ending a near 15-month period since the town's former post office was destroyed in a fire. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, May 20th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Matt Fidler.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.